I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Today, I'm taking you to the shores of Turkey, where this emerging country has learned to cash in on its beautiful waters. With 4,454 miles of coastline at the crossroads of Europe and Asia, Turkey has long been a popular spot for traders and conquerors. Today, tourists are the newest invited invaders who are taking advantage of this now stable democracy. On a recent trip, we discovered it had some of the most beautiful waters in the world to be enjoyed on both land and sea. Antalya, a city of 3 million, lies on the edge of the turquoise coast along southwest Turkey. Originally a small town with a safe harbor, Antalya has grown exponentially with the advent of tourist resorts. The Russian crowd particularly enjoys vacationing here. On the rooftop terrace of our pension in the old section of town, we could see the advance of the new condominiums and resorts as the lights extended around the crescent shore. Despite this boom in building, the city's perfect view over the waters with the Taurus Mountains in the distance has not changed from Roman times. Further around the bend and directly in the heart of the turquoise coast lies Kaş, a small fishing village that has managed to stay charming despite the growth in condos in nearby areas. The British are major visitors here. We rented a boat for the day with Captain Ergon, a remarkably young 24-year-old poised Turk who plans to own a fleet of yachts someday. We snorkeled and kayaked in the clear blue-green waters, explored a Crusader castle, and ate fresh seafood on board. At the end of a very pleasant day, Ergon passed out cards that encouraged us to evaluate him on TripAdvisor. Such savvy marketing had already led us to him and would surely bring him even more business. Someday soon, the other captains will need to figure that one out. Up the coast but inland is Dalian, a German favorite located on the river of the same name. This is another small town that grew up quickly, thanks to the international airport built nearby in 1981. It has a rather odd combination of tourist sites that have been brilliantly combined into one day-long boat ride. We stopped first at Roman ruins of the seaport it once was, and then moved downriver to the spawning grounds of the large loggerhead turtles, saved from development by the Turkish government. A bonus from this ecological decision is a pristine beach with only a snack bar and umbrellas. Returning to the river, we motored past carved 2,400-year-old Lycian tombs and stopped at Agua Mia, some hot springs that provided our first, and probably my last, mud bath experience. The ferry boats of Istanbul are another rich source of on-the-water experiences. In a city of 15 million, give or take 5 million, only two four-lane bridges linked the European and Asian sides of the city until recently. This means ferry boats must transport millions to and from work every day. On a crisp, clear October morning, we boarded a ferry on Buyukada Island for the hour-and-a-half ride to the city. The skyline of Greater Istanbul lay to one side and Princess Islands to the other. As the boat neared the mouth of the Bosphorus Strait, large tankers lay idle on the Marmara Sea, waiting their turn to sail to the Black Sea, the famous Blue Mosque, Hagia Sophia, and the Topkapi Palace began to take shape. Small fishing boats and many more ferry boats passed by. And at our ferry terminal, two enormous cruise ships moored nearby patiently awaited the return of their guest who had been released for the day. Our final Turkish water experience centered on a boat ride on the Bosphorus, a place that gives strength to the residents of Istanbul. Its history plays out on the shores with several sultan palaces, many yalas, or shore mansions that have been rebuilt or restored in the original Ottoman style, a military high school, Atatürk's yacht, restaurants, hotels, and of course minarets. Orhan Pamuk, the Turkish winner of the Nobel Prize for Literature, describes the experience. To be traveling through the middle of a city as great, historic, and forlorn as Istanbul, and yet to feel the freedom of the open sea, that is the thrill of a trip along the Bosphorus. Most of Turkey is inland, without access to the seas or rivers, but it is the country's waters that attract the growing international crowd. After exploring the shores of Turkey, it is easy to understand why Troy, the Hittites, Romans, Byzantines, and Seljuks wanted to control these beautiful waters. We're just grateful the Turks have opened their world for all who now want to enjoy it.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began writing about her journeys in 2008. If you'd like to see photos from Mary's trips, read blog entries, and more, visit maryclarktraveler.com. The programming you hear on 88.9 KETR is brought to you in huge part thanks to listener support. Please dig deep and give what you can at ketr.org. Click support this station.